the Gemara began with Rav Nachman's halacha. Ze oimesh al avoysai, veze oimesh al avoysai, omer Rav Nachman, kol the olam gavar, which really began at the end of yesterday's daf, ahu harba, davi mitzu ala betrei, hayomer didi, vahayomer didi, where it was mavur that the halacha was called olam gavar. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer, in Chedushi Chassam Sofer al Hashas, right here, he asks that the Gemara sounded like it went a little out of order, right? The Gemara at the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, after it finished with Naskid Rababa and Amud Aleph, so it told the story about a ship that two people were fighting over, and one of the two chever went over to Bezin and said, "Would you please hold on to this ship until I bring a raya?" And the shaila was tafsinon or loy tafsinon, which the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara is tali and whether mafkinon or loy mafkinon, right? That was literally the entire Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now, the whole story was really predicated on the fact that the halacha of ahu arba davin mintzu ala betrei would be called the olam gavar. But what's interesting is the Gemara never prefaced the story with the halacha of called the olam gavar. In fact, the next Gemara after the two dots, ze oimesh al avoysnei veze oimesh al avoysnei, amir Rav Nachman called the olam gavar. So the Chassam Sofer says, isn't the Gemara like out of order? Really, it should have said ze oimesh al avoysnei veze oimesh al avoysnei, amir Rav Nachman called the olam gavar. And then the Gemara should tell the story. Ahu arba davin mintzu ala betrei. Right, sometimes the Gemara will bring a halacha and tell a story. Sometimes the Gemara will ask, my solister, here it's tziriktzeveg. You tell the story and then you tell me the halacha. Ahu arba, you're supposed to know already. Called the olam gavar, which the Rashbam speaks out 10 times in order to be able to be mefarish the Gemara. But why out of order? Shouldn't the sugya have began, zeh imesh ala voisnei, vezeh imesh ala voisai, om Rav Nachman called the olam gavar, which was today's daf, and then afterwards we should have had ahu arba davin mitzu ala betrei. I'm b'chassam soifer. He brings a few different pshat mahalchim in order to explain this. But the bottom line is, Rav Nachman said zeh mishal avoysai, zeh mishal avoysai. The halach is called olam gavar. The Gemara asked the kasha, maishno mishnei shtaros yoytzim yeh mecha. The Rav said yachloi kishmul sajru the dedaini, and the Gemara said hasam leka lamekam ala de milsa, hacha ikla lamekam ala de milsa. And the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara, hasam leka lamekam ala de milsa. We don't think anything's ever going to change. We think that all the information we have now is all the information we're going to ever have. As a result, Bezdin gets involved. They roll up their sleeves. Rav holds, they say, Yachloiku, Shmuel holds, they say, Shudu Dadaini. As opposed to Zaymish Alavoysa, Zaymish Alavoysa, Bezdin thinks that it's very, very possible that in a month from now, they're going to have more information. So what? We're going to Paskin now? Be it Yachloiku, be it Shudu Dadaini, and then we're going to find out that we got the Psak wrong. We're not Paskining. We're recusing ourselves. What do we say? We say kol da olam gavar, because essentially kol da olam gavar is let you guys figure it out. Later, if we get more information, then we're going to get involved. We said maybe this has a little bit with Rav Nachman l'shitasai, who was very worried about Zilus de Beidina and some of the previous sugyas. But this is the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan in Kovitch Yurim says that it would seem that this pirish of the Rashbam is really toli ba'ashle ravervi, to use a cheskas abatim term. That is, that in a case of kol da olam gavar, what happens if Reuven is the olam? Reuven literally punches Shimon in the nose and he walks off with this piece of property, he's living there. Then next day, Shimon shows up with some of his closest friends and he figures out a way, b'koyach, to get Reuven, Hamevin Yavin, off the piece of property. Is Shimon going to get it now? Yesterday, Reuven was the olam. Today, Shimon's the olam. What happens if Reuven goes back on the next day and he figures out a way to throw Shimon off the piece of property? We're just going to fight this out? Lo'il levad? I'd be his gold tzedek? How exactly does kol da'olam gavar work? Is it something that's endless? So, Tosfos, in the sugi of Tokfukayim, Bava Metziah Davava Meralev says, correct. That's the way kol da'olam gavar works. Kol da'olam gavar means whoever's the olam is going to get it. And if Reuven's the olam today, it's Reuven's, and if Shimon's going to be the Olam tomorrow, it's going to be Shimon's, and then if Reuven's going to be the Olam the third day, it's going to end up being Reuven's again. Kol Olam Gavar means whoever's the Olam at that given moment, he's the one that gets it. But the Rosh is Chaylik. The Rosh says that it can't be that way. The Rosh is right here in Chesk Sabatim. It's Simin Chav Beis. The Rosh says as follows. Hai Kol Olam Gavar Dinohu. The Chol Misha Gavar Yodoi Bepam Rishoyna Hu Shaloi Ad Sheyavi Chaveroi Raya. The Chol Zman Shalayavi Raya, Af Im Tigbar Yodoi, Loi Shnafkino Leila Fuke Mine. The Loi Mestaber says the Rosh, She Yiskinu Chachomim, She Yu Kol Yemei Bemerivo Machloikis. Hayom Yigover Zeh, U Macha Chaveroi, El Chachomim Posku, Kol Da Olam Bepam Hazois Gover. The samchu al zeh, the svara underlining was the chol mishadin imoy karev lahavi rayas. Whoever's the rightful owner, he's probably the one that's going to come up the best rayas. Va'oid mishadin imoy yimsei nafshei lahamid shalei biyadei, and he's the one that's going to put up the better fight. Mimatshe yimser acha ligzol. Va'oid yoymer ma betsa sheemser nafshi va'yoymer lamacha yavi ray ve'tzien miyadei. And also, there's always a svara that the person that's in the wrong is going to feel like, what am I making myself crazy for? I know I'm going to end up being proved to be a fraud, and as a result, I'm not going to try as hard. In other words, the Rosh, very, very mefurish, is chaluk with this taisvus. The Rosh says, kol dolam gavar means whoever's owned the first time, he's the one that's going to get it. And he says, for two reasons. Number one, in Svara, it doesn't make sense that they should be kol yemeyim b'machloikis u'b'meriva. But he says, besides, there's a major leak Svara that underpins kol dolam gavar. Kol dolam gavar is that we assume, we have faith in the system, that whoever is the olam, he's the one that ultimately is going to end up with it. It's a svar, he's going to try harder, he's going to be more moise nefesh, he's going to be more incentivized because he knows that he's the right one. It's similar to the pikchis of Shlomo HaMelech when he said, cut the baby in half. Because he knew that when he was going to say that, the rightful owner was going to emerge. Kol Dolam Gavar is like Bezdin's way of having the rightful over emerge. The bottom line is, this is the big machlokes rishonim and kol dolam gavar. Shitas Tosfos is that kol dolam gavar means whoever's the olam on that day, he wins it. And it can go back and forth, and yeah, they could be kol yemei b'rivim machlokes. The Rosh is chaylok. The Rosh holds it's not that way. The way the Shivas explain the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh is, how do you understand the psak of kol dolam gavar? Is kol dolam gavar a psak din? Or is kol dolam gavar Bezdin recusing themselves? And Bezdin saying, we're not getting involved. Meaning, is kol dolam gavar a vehicle that Bezdin has, a form of a dim, a form of a psak, when there's a safek? There's yachloiku, there's shuda dedaini, there's yehemuna chachi yove aliyo, there's zeklau godo bedin, hamoitse mechavrei olavarayo, there's nishba v'noito. There's also something called kol dolam gavar. It's a form of a psak. Or is kol dolam gavar, we're not getting involved. You figure it out. If kol da'olam gavar is a psak din, then it makes sense that the way it should work is whoever's the olam today, so he's going to get it. In fact, the Rosh said that. The Rosh prefaces his whole shtickle Torah by saying those words. Hay kol da'olam gavar dinahu. It's a din, and the Rosh explains the methodology behind the din. It's actually a very geschmackological, rational thing. If, however, kol da'olam gavar is not a din, we're just walking away from it. Okay, so walking away from it, then there's no din. What are we saying? It's the Wild West. It's the Wild West. Okay, so kill each other. So today you're Gavar, tomorrow you're Gavar. Whoever's Gavar on that day, he's the one that's going to get it. Abizok, Rebbe Chanan, Zeyu Pashat, that this Rashbam, who explained the Gemara, Hoche Ikkel, make him a lot of mils, and as a result, Bezdin doesn't want to say, Yachloiku, and Shudah Dedaini, rather, what are they going to say? Let's not issue a psak, because if we issue a psak, we're concerned and we're afraid that we're going to be proven later that we got it wrong. That's all good if you hold that the Rashbam held that Kol Dolam Gavar is Nitkaim Psak. The way the Lomdim understand Shitas Toisvis and Bava Metzia, Davava Meralef. If, however, the way you understand Kol Dolam Gavar is Gufa as a Psak, so if Kol Dolam Gavar is a Psak, it's no different than Yachloiku and Shudah Dedaini. So if that's the case, what's the difference? Hossam Lekala Mekam Alada Milsa, Hachi Ikala Mekam Alada Milsa. At the end of the day, if this is a Psak, so it's a psak. So the Rashbam says Rabbi Chanan is Pashid. He learned Kol Dolam Gavar the way Tosfos and Bava Metzia learned Kol Dolam Gavar. Not the way the Rosh learns Kol Dolam Gavar, but the way Rabbi Chanan Cheshbins is, so you have to know how the Rosh would learn the Gemara. Because I don't think, says Rabbi Chanan, the Rosh could learn the Gemara the way the Rashbam learned the Gemara. Because the Rashbam's Havana in Pashid Pshan in our Gemara is really predicated on a Shitas Tosfos that he has a right to hold of. The Rashbam was one of the Baalei Tosfos, but Rosh clearly didn't hold of that Tosfos. And if the Rosh didn't hold of that Tosfos, Tzarech Biur, how exactly would the Rosh learn Pashup Shad in the Gemara? What's the difference between Hossam, Lekala Mekam Alada Milsa, Hachal Ikala Mekam Alada Milsa? There's another Pshat in this Gemara that needs to emerge in light of the Chakira Hayadua of how you understand Kol Dolam Gavar. Just one other neufich as it relates to this discussion is the Chassam Sofer says that it would be very geschmack to say that the whole yesterday's part of Kol Dolam Gavra was a Shaila. What would be if one of the two Chevra went over to Bezdin and said, do me a favor, will you please hold on to this? Adamai Sina Saadi, right? I have Edim, I got to go bring them, I have to fetch them in the interim. Would you please hold on to it? And the Gemara said, it was a Machlokes Amayram, Tafsinan, Aloy Tafsinan, and really, what's a Tolian? It's Tolian, once that Toifis Mafkinan or Loy Mafkinan. So says the Chassam Sofer, what's that Shaila Tolian? Yesterday's part of the sugya. If Bezdin Chapton, would they be mafkinon or would they be loy mafkin? Right, the Gemara said, Hilchas aloy tafsinon, vehechad atofes loy mafkinon. What's that Tolian? So the Chassam Sofer says, poshet, the simplest way to explain it would be with this machlokes rishonim. Really, these two tzadim, this groysa chakira, and how you understand kol da'olam gavar. If kol da'olam gavar is a psak, so just because they would have seen on, why would they be loy mafkinon? There's a very good eitz over here. Let these two chevra figure it out. This is chokhmah shloima, and like this, the olam is going to end up being the right one probably, and there's a good way to go about this. Why would they be loy mafkinon? If, however, the way kol da'olam gavar works is it's just the Wild West, and Bezdin is really walking away and they're telling them to kill each other. Okay, so if Bezdin doesn't have it yet, so Bezdin can maybe say kol da'olam gavar. Once Bezdin chaps it, now they want to go ahead and they want to let these two people kill each other. That's zichah, not something that you would be allowed to do. So the Chassam Sofer says that this chakira hayadua, in terms of how you understand kol da'olam gavar at first glance, would seem to be the havana in the two tzadim of the Gemara, whether mafkina or loy mafkina. Regardless, when you learn kol da'olam gavar, this is the chakira you have to know. Is kol da'olam gavar a psak, or is kol da'olam gavar, to the contrary, Bezdin says, we're not getting involved, we're not engaging. At first glance, it would seem to be a machlokes rishonim, Tosfos in the sugya of Tokfu Koyin, and the Rosh here in Cheskes Habatim. The way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, the whole Teretz, and really the whole Lamed Hei Hamed Aleph, is predicated on the fact that Kol Da'olam Gavar is not a psak, and the Chassam Sofer said that it could be the Machlokes HaMayuroim on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, whether E Tofas Mafkinan or Loi Mafkinan, is also totally in this Grosa Chakiri.